Welcome to the first official Q Anything Versus Everything podcast. Ever wondered how Aristotle would fare against an African elephant in a game of wits? Or how a boxing match between a sugar glider and a slow worm would turn out? You've come to the right place. Alison, how's it going?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Toby. For having heard that amazing intro.
Thank you very much. I've been practicing for days at this point.
I thought so. I heard you.
My job. It's becoming a problem.
Well, it was well worth it, I think. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Aside from losing my job
from
practicing the intro too much.
But
they're going to replace me next week on this. So
well, it was nice having you.
Yeah, it's been fun. Right, so let's make this a good one, basically.
Yeah.
All right, so I think let's trim the fat here. Let's get down and dirty. What have you picked this week as your entrant to the arena?
So I've picked a monstrous little creature, or not so little.
Monstrous and little creature.
It's monstrous and fairly big. It's big for the, well, let me just tell you. It's a coat.
Oh, sorry.
It's coconut crab.
A coconut crab. Like it's like the bounty variant of a crab.
That's nice, very clever. Filling. That's very clever. Obviously not the case. Coconut crabs are those massive crabs that can grow up to about a metre long.
A metre.
And they can open coconuts with their pincers, which is why they're called a coconut crab. Although,
terrifying.
I just read this awful fact while doing my research.
Okay. Is this going to gross me out or something?
Well, the reason that coconut crabs have started eating coconuts is a good thing, because it means that they eat each other less. How gross is that? And also, because they're so massive, they have to shed their exoskeleton a lot, and when they're done, they just eat it.
Waste not, want not.
that's the motto of the coconut crab.
A wise man once said, one man's garbage is another man's ungarbage.
Awesome. Okay.
Let's move on swiftly from that to my choice, which I...
How are you feeling about your choice?
Right, okay. I came in and I thought, there's no way in hell this is getting beaten. The clown. No, I'm joking. It's not a clown this time. I was tempted to go for round two.
I wouldn't have found that funny.
I didn't think you would. Hence why I haven't done it. This is a serious entrant here. Made famous by Steven Spielberg in the 1990s. You got any guesses?
Made famous by him?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one knew what it was before that.
Well, who have you chosen?
I have chosen the Tyrannosaurus Rex. No
less. Oh, okay. I see why you would choose a T-Rex. I'm not sure if Steven Spielberg made him famous, but that's fine.
That's what it says on the card.
Okay. It's a pretty impressive animal. Yeah, I mean, apart from the fact they're all gone now, but we can pretend they're not, if you
impressive.
Like.
It wasn't really its fault that it's gone, is it? It's kind of just...
It just happens, doesn't it?
The way of the world,
just,
really.
Yeah, extinction.
Yeah, that old chestnut.
What can you do?
Okay, right, so, you know what? I'm going to dig out the 1970s computulator.
Okay.
I lost the wheel somehow. Even despite its
ginormous
size.
I saw you kicking it in the back garden, kicking it
no,
to pieces.
You didn't. No,
you said you were shouting at it, saying,
no.
How dare you make me lose?
No,
I saw you
not,
do it.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
It's so funny. You and your quips. You didn't see anything. All right. So let me just... where have I put it? I don't know how I've lost it, considering it's the size of a small asteroid.
Wow, that is a retro.
Yeah, do you like the wood finish, wood grain on it? It's cool, isn't
it? Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Very cool. All right, so let me just punch some things in. So our challenges today: fight 100 horse-sized ducks.
Not duck-sized horses.
Not duck-sized horses, which would arguably be a much easier fight. I think there is always an argument there.
Okay, cool.
And there's always that one loony who picks 100 horse-sized ducks, which I have utmost admiration for. A horse-sized duck is...
Horse-sized duck. No, it's one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses.
Well, we're going to the max then. 100.
Okay. I'm scared.
Let's hope it's not that one. I think ducks could...
I think we'd both be done for.
Yeah. Paint the most accurate portrait of the other participant.
I hope it's that one.
See, I'm really not hoping for that one. I thought you might not. Probably why you're hoping for it. Cook the worst meal. Now, that's very open-ended, but yeah. I think that's going to be a real flex of your debating skills here.
I think so.
100-meter sprint, short and sweet. Job's a good one. I think that could be an interesting one. I think that could actually be a really interesting one. Who's faster, a T-Rex or...
Who do you think? The massive one or the tiny one?
Well, I know proportionally the T-Rex can move further because it's bigger.
Yeah, but I'd probably just nip your little ankles when you get off the starting
block. Oh, snap my Achilles.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nasty. The final option in the computulator is Mastermind, which for those who aren't from England... might not know what it is. Basically a trivia show, which was, I don't know if it still is, hosted by a man called John Humphreys. So I just called him John.
I mean, John.
John. basically you pick a topic and it's a really intimidating environment. Like, sort of like
yeah, it's like dark
and
lights.
You're both on black recliner leather chairs and John Humphreys will be like...
He's interrogating you about your favourite thing.
It'll be... Someone will say, like, oh, yeah, the works of Shakespeare. And he'll be like, what is the 476th word?
They'll say, my favourite topic is the page 38 of Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare, yeah. First edition.
It's a great show. If you can somehow find old episodes of it, I recommend, if you want to kill some time, watch that. Okay, right, so... Would you like to do the honours with the computulator?
Of course, how do I do that?
So, all right, so you just got to turn this dial here.
Okay, cool.
And then you just...
Why let me do it?
No, I'm just I'm just showing you. So you turn this dial here.
Yeah.
You've got to press these six buttons specifically in a row.
Yeah.
Don't press them in the wrong order.
Okay, cool.
It will explode.
Okay, cool.
All right, and then you just hit the play button.
Yeah.
Make sure you plug in a second controller.
Oh, I'm just going to try it anyway. I feel like I've already seen it because
it did flash up on the little LCD, didn't it?
Oh no, yes.
It's the 100-meter sprint now.
Goodness.
Okay.
Well, I've already revealed my tactic for this.
Well, I was going to say, let's do you a favour and make it interesting. We race at the same time, head to head. It's not like a timed thing. It is literally just 1v1 down a track.
Okay, cool. Well, you just tell me about the T-Rex while I just quickly Google how fast a coconut crab goes.
Okay. Well, I should probably find out how fast a T-Rex goes, really.
No,
but
it's your idea.
I can assume a T-Rex is pretty quick. It is literally... It's, what's the term? An apex predator? It's like the top of the creme de la creme. It's the... Another synonym for top of the food chain.
I'm sorry, but... I don't know if this is a correct Google search, but I think mine goes at 0.1 miles an hour. What is this?
Okay, right.
I don't really understand.
I think your side of this argument, if that is the case, is basically what dirty tactics are
I'm
you going
to
use?
I'm
going
to play so dirty.
All right. Okay. So, T-Rex, gun goes off, starts running. Wins the race. I literally don't think I need to explain it any more than that from my
yeah.
end.
Yeah, problem is, though, I don't know how... Like, obviously we don't know much about T-Rexes, so there's loads of things that could be wrong with a T-Rex that can make it not very fast.
Ah, that's a really good point, actually.
Maybe a T-Rex is actually a bit wobbly on his feet. Maybe
You know, I do think when you see a T-Rex, you see those tiddly little arms.
Yeah.
They look so top-heavy. Their head is huge.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he'd have a good balance.
But they do have big tails as well, to be fair.
Well, that's what the scientists say.
We have no idea, do we?
But also, if he does fall over, how's he going to get back up? If you
fall
over,
you're gonna be
attacked by
you
a crab.
You might have just sussed me out there. You might have actually just pipped me. Because
yeah.
I have no backup there.
What if
his shoelace comes undone and he flips over?
Well, we both should be wearing shoes, I think.
I think so.
Wonder where I'd get mine. I'd have to...
size 7,000, please. What colour trainers would a coconut crab wear?
He'd wear blue trainers.
Matching, is it?
He's orangey blue, so I just think that would look good.
That would look cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, what colour trainers would you wear?
I think a T-Rex would wear really garish fluorescent yellow ones.
Oh, goodness.
They're kind of like... T-Rex, I think, in the modern day, would be a bit of a hype beast.
Yeah, I suppose so, because he's sort of like king of the Rexes.
Cocky,
isn't he?
He's like, look at me, I'm a T-Rex, I'm the best.
Yeah.
But it's actually, he's just got tiny arms.
I do find a T-Rex to be an annoying dinosaur. I just feel like he's just got a bad attitude.
It's a very irrational opinion to have. I do understand. I think...
It's probably not his fault. It's probably the fault of the media hyping him up.
I was going
to
say...
He's not here to say, oh, actually, I'm not like that. I'm actually quite a modest person.
You can basically just defame any dinosaur with zero consequences.
Exactly. Stegosauruses.
Load of hooey.
Wusses.
Wussies, yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't even get me started on velociraptors.
Whoa, pathetic.
I've got very strong opinions about those. So, okay, right. Would you want to start explaining how a coconut crab could possibly beat a T-Rex?
I do think I'd be on your tail before you knew it. I think I would be right on your tail.
Do you mean...
On your physical tail.
Okay.
I don't think I would win, but the only plan I would have is... While you're getting ready, your tail's probably flopping around. I think you'd notice if I jumped on your foot. Your tail's flopping around, probably wouldn't notice. I'm looking up, reach up, there we go. Pincer on your tail, you're done for.
Oh.
Then, as you're running, your tail's flopping around again like that. I wait until your tail's flopping towards your little feet, and I grab on, and I go, get my pincer, and it goes in. In you go. It can crack a coconut, Toby. In you go, it's in your leg.
T-Rex said... presumably. I think T-Rex has had quite hard flesh, though, didn't they?
Coconuts have a
hard outer shell.
Yeah, coconuts have a hard shell, Toby.
Yeah,
I've got pincers. I've got massive pincers. The pincers...
Have you got pincers?
I've got massive pincers straight into the leg. You're going down, no question about it. You're like, oh my God, what is going on? You're down. You're not getting up, as we discovered earlier. You're down for the rest of the game.
Good point. If you can get me down, that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's you.
Then I'm like, okay, I'm done. I scuttle off.
How about the... Right, okay.
And afterwards, I have a delicious coconut water to rehydrate.
Who do you think would be in the stands cheering on the coconut crab? And who do you think would be in the stands cheering on a T-Rex?
I don't think coconut crabs have many friends.
That's a bit mean, isn't it? What if there's a coconut crab listening? He might just be sat on his own, thinking, I can't wait to listen to my favourite podcast. Tears
so
rolling
weird.
Down his weird crustacean eyes.
Oh, don't call him weird, Toby.
Well, crab eyes are quite strange,
aren't
they?
Goodness.
Coconut crab, if you're listening, we think you're great. Come on the podcast sometime. Don't pince us, please. I'd really hate that. I'd probably die.
He would... Maybe, I don't know, maybe he'd be friends with like a turtle or something. Maybe they'd get on.
That sounds like
a little tortoise.
Sounds like a children's story in the movie.
Yeah, coconut crab and a tortoise. And then they both sit and then they have straws in there and little umbrellas and their little pina coladas and they're sitting drinking them together.
How about this?
Super cute.
A three-tiered relationship. Coconut crab, tortoise, and I don't know, some kind of mammal.
No,
and
don't
then
try and force
the
it.
Tortoise,
forcing it.
The image I had in my head, tortoise with a big bowl of like pina colada on its back, and they've got straws coming out. It's got one of those silly straws that bends down into his own mouth, and they're all just chilling out, having a good time.
Yeah, that's cute. I just don't force it with the mammal.
Okay.
I don't force it.
I think the T-Rex I think it'd have... It depends what time period this was. I was going to make a joke about him having the band T-Rex in the crowd. It's like, that's our namesake. Yeah, Mark Bolan. Like, oh, it. Yeah. What a great dinosaur.
I don't think anyone's going to get that reference. I
don't think Mark Bolan sounds like that either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. I agree.
Here's an interesting situation which I think could happen. So you're doing all your pincing.
I've already
pincing and mincing. Well, here's a hitch in your plans. You pince the T-Rex. He falls. Oh no, he's going to squish me. I can't get up. And you are literally squished.
No, I would scuttle out of the way. No, the way I planned it, I just...
At 0.1 miles an hour.
Well, I think that was a mistake. I don't think that's actually how fast they move. Because I was thinking about how fast it is and that is so slow.
Okay, if we have... Right. If someone who knows more about crustaceans is listening to this podcast right now, I'm begging you to write in and give us an accurate speed of a coconut crab.
If it does move at 0.1 miles per hour, I've lost. But if it moves at any other speed, I've won.
Okay. Well, I think that's game over then, isn't it?
Like, yeah, thank you.
So
won again?
Well,
easy.
It's not quite that clear cut this time, is it? I think last time...
I actually think this is a good fight. I actually don't know who would win.
We pick very good matched opponents, I think.
The only problem is, if I don't perfect my technique of taking you down, T-Rex is massive.
Yeah.
So if you fall, if your head gets over the finish line, I have to make sure... Let me Google how big a T-Rex is. Height of T-Rex.
They're big.
Oh, okay, only 6.1 metres. So as long as it's before the 94th metre, that gives me loads of time.
This is the section of the podcast we like to call T-Rex Logistics.
okay, I think that was a good fight.
I think that was a good fight.
I think that was fun.
I am... Honestly, I would be gracious in defeat to the coconut crab.
As would I to
I think
T-Rex.
The T-Rex needs to be humbled.
I do think I am the underdog, so I would be okay with
I will always root for the underdog.
Yeah, I know. So we're both rooting for the coconut crab.
At this point, you've convinced me. You've won. Great.
Excellent. Again. All right. Oh, time to read the outro.
Oh, there's another script. Have you lost your job over this one?
Wait till you hear it. It's not going to be good. So who do you think won? And do you have any suggestions for the next battle arenas? Let us know on Twitter, Facebook or Discord by searching Cue Cards. And if you haven't already, don't forget to download Cue Cards TCG today, where you can battle anything against everything. Keep it Q.
I actually got it
that was
time.
So good.
I'm going to give you a little round of applause as well for your script.
And you.
Thank you. A mutual pat on the back.
Cue Cards TCG is not responsible for any loss of life or appetite. Or, you know, when you walk and then you have like a bit of gravel in your shoe, but you take your shoe off and you empty it out, but there's no gravel that comes out, and then you put your shoe back on and then it's still gravel in the shoe. Or Cue Cards is also not responsible for when you really need a pen, but you can't find one. Yeah, none of those things. Terms and conditions may apply. See the back of the leaflet for more details.
We hope that you enjoyed the podcast. We battled some funny things. We really enjoyed all your time here, but now it's time to go.